Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge, berikut dari dunia hiburan, langsung aja kita simak bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Film Justice League yang diangkat dari komik superhero keluaran DC Comics sudah diluncurkan.
Violence, acts of war, and terrorism are all on the rise.
I had a dream. It was the end of the world.
Ben Affleck kembali tampil sebagai Batman, Gal Gadot sebagai Wonder Woman, Ezra Miller sebagai The Flash, Jason Momoa sebagai Aquaman, Ray Fisher sebagai Cyborg, dan Henry Cavill sebagai Superman. Film ini diawali dengan suasana duka yang menyelimuti penduduk bumi setelah kematian Superman yang digambarkan dalam film Batman vs Superman. Jika dibandingkan dengan film Batman vs Superman yang bernuansa suram dan serius, film Justice League ini diakui oleh para bintangnya memiliki nuansa yang berbeda, kata Henry Cavill.
I think Ezra playing The Flash has a lot of our comedic moments in the movie, and the scenario is grim, and we don't know what's going to happen. But much like armed forces personnel would, there's a certain gallows humor, which we laugh at because of the darkness of the situation and the contrasting humor, or the characters are using to try and alleviate some of their own pressures.
Diakui Henry Cavill, kehadiran Ezra Miller sebagai The Flash memberikan kelucuan yang hadir di tengah-tengah kesuraman. Gal Gadot juga menambahkan,
"Yeah, it was very clear that the tone of the movie was different than Batman versus Superman." And I think that the fact that we had, you know, Henry, Ben and I had a wonderful addition with Ezra and Jason and Ray just stirred everything up and made everything more enjoyable and fun.
Kehadiran Ezra, Jason dan Ray menambah suasana film ini jadi lebih menyenangkan.
Oh, awesome. As a bad signal, that's your... That's your signal, that means we have to go now.
Tapi selain itu, bisa jadi juga karena keterlibatan Josh Whedon ya, sebagai salah satu penulis film Justice League, di mana Josh Whedon sebelumnya menjadi penulis dan sutradara film-film superhero keluaran Marvel yang kaya akan adegan humor, seperti di Avengers dan Avengers Age of Ultron. Bahkan, Josh Whedon juga sempat mengganti posisi Zack Snyder sebagai sutradara film Justice League di tengah proses produksi film ini, ketika Zack Snyder mundur akibat suasana duka setelah meninggalnya anak dari Zack Snyder karena bunuh diri. Tapi dengan banyaknya bintang yang terlibat di film ini, apakah ada drama yang terjadi di balik layar?
I think we just got along. We had a good time. There was no prima donnas. There was nobody that was like, you know, we all just pitched in and wanted to do a good job and wanted the movie to be good and wanted to fulfill Zack's vision. And I think we, you know, we went out of our way to hang out and do stuff together and get along, but we just got lucky to have a good bunch of people.
Absolutely. I think a lot of that trickled down from Zack and just the way he runs his crew. You know, you step onto the set and you feel like you're part of a family.
It was, you know, I think that Zack Snyder had done a magnificent job with not only that he cast, you know, people that are very similar to their characters in a way, but he managed to make it work as he managed to make the dynamic group work.
Definitely no ego issues, maybe id issues if we're talking Freudian perspective, because you know, mostly referring to Jason Momoa, who can just be an explosion of id sometimes. It was easy. It was a lot of fun in terms of the interpersonal dynamics of it. Everyone was working super hard, you know, and putting in that work in such a way where I think it would have been exhausting if there was also, like, human problems to deal
with.
We got superhero problems to deal with.
Diakui oleh mereka tidak ada drama di balik layar. Ben Affleck bilang karena tidak ada yang menjadi primadona, Ray Fisher dan Gal Gadot sepakat ini juga berkat kehebatan Zack Snyder yang dapat menyatukan seluruh yang terlibat di dalam film ini menjadi seperti satu keluarga atau satu grup yang secara dinamis bekerja mencapai tujuan yang sama. Ezra menambahkan bahkan tidak ada masalah yang ditimbulkan oleh ego dari masing-masing pemain.
Superman was a beacon to the world. He didn't just save people. He made them see the best parts of themselves.
All right. I don't recognize this world.
You don't have to recognize him. You just have to save it.
Gini dulu obrolan bersama para bintang film Justice League. Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
Direct from Washington,
VOA Executive Lounge tanpa dirasa sudah tiba waktunya kami berdua pamit langsung dari Washington DC.
Iya, jangan lupa untuk menyimak terus VOA Executive Lounge yang bisa diakses melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
Juga kunjungi Facebook kami untuk berita-berita terbaru, Twitternya ya, terus Instagram @voarantau.
Iya, baiklah, terima kasih atas perhatian Anda dari VOA di Washington DC. Saya Dania Iman
dan saya Aryona Arifin mengucapkan sampai jumpa lagi.
Success with you all the way.
Bye.